This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Lawmakers meeting in Salem. Legislative days going on. State Senator David Brock Smith in Salem. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Sorry to hear about the Glendale issue. It's one of the reasons why I have legislation that I know that Virgil and I are sponsoring, and that's what we're doing up here in legislative days and having hearings. But it will require the Oregon Department of Ed to fund school resource officers in partnership with local law enforcement in our schools for a number of reasons, but this being one of them.
Yeah, and we'll be looking for more information on that as the day goes on. Of course, this week, much is happening in Salem. What's been going on so far?
Well, just a bunch of course, all the committees meet in hearings and give informational, to have informational hearings. Today, things are winding up with the Joint Transportation Committee this morning at 11:30. I think you're aware, as many are, that the Democrat majority has been doing a transportation roadshow across the state because ODOT, of course, is in a serious pickle financially. Frankly, the Democrats are looking at a 92-cent a gallon gas tax increase, which is absolutely ridiculous. As the numbers, just to bring their agency whole, but that doesn't include the sharing that occurs with local governments. And so I appreciate Senator Finley with his work on our on the Joint Transportation Committee, and of course Representative Bossart Davis for her work. Legislative days are just the time that people also is the time that the legislators craft pre-session filed legislation to work with the legislative council down in the basement of the Capitol to prepare for the 2025 legislative session. Of course, Representative Osborne and Representative Boyce and I have been working on that legislation for some time, but the filing deadline to get that information to those attorneys is Friday at 5.
All right, a lot going on there. We're going to have some subsequent interviews next week as well with a couple of the other lawmakers about their thoughts as this week went on. We talked to you earlier this week and wanted to kind of follow up. You had expressed some concerns about the Umpqua Transportation District.
I am very concerned about the Umpqua Public Transit District, Kyle, and I appreciate the opportunity to expand on that conversation. I've been involved with, of course, transit districts in my various roles as council president and county commissioner and state legislator. The News Review reported, and Drew did an excellent job at reporting that there has been an expense without a request, or what we call an RFP, request for proposal, of transit dollars, which are to the people's money, to an individual political consultant to the tune of $8,000. And it comes from the chair of the public transit district, Michaela Hammerson. Of course, her husband, Steve, is running for city council. And if you remember, just 6 months ago, Michaela and her husband, Steve, and also UPTD board member Kathy Currier were kicked off the Douglas County Republican Executive Committee about 6 months ago because of their extreme divisiveness and dishonesty. And so Mr. Edel has a company called Politigy, and it's a political consulting company, but he doesn't really do any political consulting because nobody really sought out his services. And $8,000 a month from transit dollars is, especially considering where the public transit is very concerning. I mean, his company has another PAC that he funnels money into his company that he gets from citizens. And then he also has a campaign PAC, because he's running for office, that's over $5,000 in debt. And so hiring a political consultant with the transit district the way that they are, especially with a gentleman that can't even keep his own finances in order for his own campaign, is very troubling. The transit district is, and this, their services are critically important to the people of Douglas County and the Umpqua Valley. You have a situation where you've had board members leave because of Chair Hammerson's divisiveness, is what I've been told. And now you have a situation where you have the manager of the transit district that has left. I have serious concerns that you have a situation where there could be problems in moving forward.
And, of course, there's been a lot of discussion back and forth as to how long an agreement with the consultant is and that kind of thing. Been some things that have been hard to figure out. But the turnover has been very noticeable from an agency that in prior years not known for much turnover at all.
Well, yeah. And the only one of the factors in that is, of course, Chair Hammerson. And her joining the transit district, she was, her and her husband, Steve, who's running for city council, were very divisive and frankly dishonest as members of the Douglas County Republican Central Committee. And as I mentioned earlier, you had 128 of the Douglas County Republicans come together, and 110 of them voted Michaela, Steve, and Kathy off of that executive committee because of their extreme views and divisive and dishonest behavior. And so when you couple that with this very bizarre turn of events where you're hiring this political consultant out of the Portland area, out of Tualatin, that's in debt himself for $8,000 a month, and the fact that you have a opening for the manager. People of the transit district need to dig into this, because my fear is that they hire this individual that knows nothing about transit when the district itself is looking at over $250,000 of repayment that's necessary. We need somebody to fill that slot that is familiar with these government organizations. And I will tell you, Kyle, and everyone listening, I am happy to help in this situation, but of course, no one has reached out to me. No one has reached out to Rep. Osborne, to my knowledge, from the transit district to try to deal with the issues with ODOT and the resources that that they need to repay. But it is a serious black eye when they're hiring a political consultant at $8,000 a month with those same dollars, rather than really trying to fix the problem. I believe we have a special meeting tomorrow and again on Monday. And so I suggest that the public really engage in this issue and make sure that Umpqua Public Transit District has great employees. But Michaela, as a leadership and the divisiveness that she brings, has had people exit, and it's a problem.
All right, we're going to have to wrap it up there because we're running out of time. But again, State Senator David Brock Smith on from Salem. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.